Now it is time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Three-way tie, Peter.
Oh, my goodness.
Alonzo Bowden, Paula Poundstone, Adam Felber each has 3 points.
Okay, we have randomly selected Alonzo to go first. Alonzo, the clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, the U.S. expanded its sanctions on Russia to include the holdings of billionaires in blank's financial circle.
Putin?
Yes. Towns across the southeast faced flooding and destruction caused after the area was hit by at least 50 blanks.
Tornadoes.
Right. On Thursday, former President George W. Bush says he hopes his brother Jeb blanks.
Wins as president?
Right. To welcome President Obama on his trip to the Philippines, musicians performed the traditional American song, blank.
Oh, boy. Welcome Obama?
Theme from Beverly Hills Cop. After 2 years together, this week, royal bachelor Prince Blank broke up with his girlfriend, Cressida Bonas.
Yeah.
What? His name is not Prince Blank. His name is Prince...
Harry.
Yes. The soap opera The Young and the Restless led the way with 26 nominations for daytime blanks.
Emmys.
Right. A suspected hijacker banging on a cockpit door in a Virgin Australia flight turned out to be Blank.
Looking for the bathroom?
Exactly right. He was pretty drunk, too. He was looking for the bathroom. Pilots issued a hijacking alert after the Australian man started beating on the cockpit door, demanding to be let in. He was quickly handcuffed and arrested, told police it was all a mistake. He thought that was the toilet. To make things worse, when they wouldn't let him in, he yelled, "Open the door or I'll explode!"
Oh, no.
Carl, how did Alonzo do in our quiz?
Alonzo had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, and he has the lead.
Well done,
all
Alonzo.
Right.
Not bad. All right, Paula, you're up next, fill in the blank.
Woo.
Because of a Republican-led filibuster on Wednesday, the Senate failed to pass a bill raising the blank to $10.10.
Oh, the minimum wage.
Yes. The National Transportation Safety Board called for reform after 2 freight trains blanked this week in Maryland and Virginia.
Derailed.
Right. New research shows that the results of many research studies may be skewed by the test subjects reacting to blank.
Treats?
No, the smell of male scientists.
The smell of male scientists?
Apparently they react differently, yes.
Influences someone's answer to a survey?
Yes.
You ever meet a scientist?
Anyway,
yeah.
Nerds of the world rejoiced after Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford were among those named as cast members for the new blank movie.
All right, I'm going to say Smurf.
Star Wars, Paula. Tourists flocked to Trout River, Newfoundland to watch a whale blank.
In Trout River, Newfoundland?
Yes.
He was in a river?
Yeah.
To watch him get wedged in?
No. To watch him potentially explode. So you can't afford to go on a proper whale-watching tour, afraid you won't see a whale? We've got one for you that will definitely be there. Trout River is offering tourists the opportunity to watch an 81-foot-long blue whale carcass decompose and perhaps explode from the gases building up inside.
Well, what do you mean they're offering them opportunity? What's to stop somebody from looking at it?
Well, they're promoting
a carcass decomposing.
They're promoting, saying, come to Newfoundland. You get to see this amazing thing.
Maybe... Come to Newfoundland. So little happens you can watch a whale decompose.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So doesn't that put off a bad smell?
It does.
Okay, wouldn't that make people answer questions oddly?
Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had 2 correct answers for 4 more points. She now has 7 points, but Alonzo Bowden still has the lead with 15.
How many, then, does Adam need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
Here we go, Adam. This is for the game. Last Sunday, thousands of people crowded into St. Peter's Square as Pope John XXIII and Pope John Paul II were blanked.
Canonized.
Right, as saints, officials in Malaysia revealed Thursday that it took 4 hours for a search to begin for the missing blank.
Airplane.
Right, the Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that the EPA does indeed have the right to limit pollution drifting from plants that burn blank.
Coal.
Right, on Monday, the host of CBS's Late Late Show, Blank, announced he would be leaving the show in December.
Craig Ferguson.
Right,
a Colorado woman
was busted for faking her own kidnapping last week when she blanked.
Signed the ransom note.
No, when she showed up in person to collect the ransom.
Oh, yeah.
62 students in New Jersey were arrested on Thursday for their involvement in a blank.
prank.
Right. A British man had his stereo equipment confiscated by police because he blanked.
He would not stop playing Celine Dion.
In fact, yes.
Whoa!
Playing My Heart Will Go On nonstop for days is both cruel and unusual and put Gareth Davies in violation of noise ordinances six times. After six times, they take your stereo away. So I guess they don't have the death penalty over there. Carl, did Adam do well enough to win?
Adam had six correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points. This means that Alonzo Bowden and Adam Felber are this week's co-champions.
Woo-hoo!
All right, well done.